wishing you a beautiful Thursday. And as we continue this week's topic all about how to meditate, the power of meditation, and mixing that with some meditation audios, I hope you're enjoying the week. So today I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about how you can meditate yourself. I mentioned on Monday all the benefits of it and what you can experience during meditation, but also how meditation takes many different forms. So it could be playing a musical instrument. You could even find that you get meditation space when you go out for a walk. It could even be just sitting listening to particular music or sitting in silence. But whatever works for you, it's about figuring out which of those things is the easiest for you to do. A lot of times, and I've said this a good few times over the years, that when we think of meditation, it can be one of those things that we hear is great and we sit down to do it, we just can't switch our mind off, and then it becomes like nearly a chore, another thing on the end of our to-do list, and a pressure. And we hear everyone saying, oh, the power of meditation, it's wonderful. It's like, I just can't get into that space. And a feeling of frustration and pressure then sets in. And then the more you try to meditate, the more you can't, because you're putting yourself under pressure. So that is exactly how I do not want you to feel. And that is why I was giving you all the different ways of meditation the other day. Meditation really, in essence, is the ability to quieten the mind so that you can hear your own inner voice or inner guidance, so that you have a moment to catch up with yourself, so that you can experience the ability to have clarity of mind, regain your focus, to de-stress, to unwind, and to rebalance both the body and mind connection. And that is what it is, and that's why it comes in so many forms. So don't think of meditation as something off-putting. Think of it as something that's going to allow you to realign with yourself, to rebalance yourself, and most importantly, like I said a moment ago, to really connect inward and hear your voice. We are so busy, and we live in a really ever-busy world, and at the moment we're hearing just so much about politics, we're hearing so much about the state of the world and the earth and the planet and the damage that's been done. We're hearing about lots of different things like that. Plus, we have to deal with all of our own stuff as well. And what I would say in all of this is that at the same time, we have to find a way to keep the balance and regain the connection to ourselves. Because when there is lots going on in the world and going on in our life, we have to be able to fill up our well, so to speak, heighten our resources. And meditation and quieting the mind is the best way to do that. I remember 3 years ago, going out for my birthday, and myself and two of my friends were talking about all the terrorist attacks that were happening at the time. They were quite bad at that particular time in that month. And we were talking about, you know, having kids in the future and future generations being affected by terrorist attacks. And, you know, we were talking about how we could change it. And I said, you know, there's not one thing like a government can do necessarily to stop things, apart from, you know, starting more wars and stuff like that and going into these places. But I said, we individually have to be able to be balanced in ourselves, that then we can help other people to feel the same way, that we spread a sense of kindness, a sense of compassion. And like a ripple effect, one by one, that's how we bring about more love, more joy, a feeling of more balance. Because when things like attacks are happening or different things like that, and this isn't actually the route I wanted to take this, but when different things are happening like that, they're from a place of separation, a place of fear where the ego is taking over, and just a real sense of lack or scarcity. And that is not the space we want to be in. So I was listening to a really interesting podcast today, and they were just talking about looking after number one being ourselves, and that actually, in essence, looking after number one is looking after number 2, 3, 4, 5 and beyond. Because when you are in a great space, as I said there, you can help others to be in a great space. So for every time you look after yourself, imagine 10 other people you could be helping. And for each one of those helping another 10 people, that's 100 people, and so on and so on. So the reason why you need to fill up your own well and have the resources and the resilience built up there is so that you can live a really good life, but you can help others to do the same. And that is why meditation is so good. And that is why connecting with yourself and staying in balance is so important. So think today about what you enjoy, what brings you to a place of inner peace, a sense of calm. What does it for you? It could be sitting out by the sea. I love going out here in Dublin, out to Dunleary, looking out at the sea. I also love British Bay down in Wicklow, and walking along the beach there. And it's just a real great sense of ease and peace. That's meditation. So I wish you a beautiful day, and tomorrow you'll have another meditation to listen to, and have a great day.